Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, and wow, this could not have worked out better. You know, I said last week Jimmy was going to be out this week, so I was going to do a solo episode this week, perhaps just reading some Ravens you guys have sent us, but instead we got not one, but two trailers for House of the Dragon. They split it up. They did a Greens trailer and a Blacks trailer. And I've already watched them, and you know, next week Jimmy and I will do a much more detailed breakdown, dive super deep, as well as begin our House of the Dragon season one rewatch, which we are going to start next week as well. So I've already watched both these trailers, and just going to kind of do like a quick reaction to it. So we'll start with the green trailer, and I'll get it queued up here just so I can kind of see what's happening, and I'll talk through it. But yeah, I mean, first and foremost, takeaway from both trailers is that, yeah, this feels exactly like season three, season four of Game of Thrones, where we're at. Just looking at the trailers, the excitement, of course, for both of these, for me, is super high because I loved season one of House of the Dragon. And I think that this season, you know, once we get more into the war itself, it's going to feel like that middle of Game of Thrones. And I think a lot of people are really going to like House of the Dragon. I wouldn't be shocked if more people actually end up liking House of the Dragon than they did Game of Thrones. So the green trailer starts and we get Alicent, and she's talking a lot. And she's, I guess, sort of like the narrator, if you will, the central sort of theme of this trailer. We see her talking to Aegon. We see her talking to her father, talking about, you know, the realm used to be at peace. Now we're at war. And really, she's in kind of a whirlwind of emotions here, because she says, only a few weeks ago, you know, my husband was alive. She has this little line here. And yeah, I mean, this is all crazy chaotic for her. I mean, it's all happening super fast. And, you know, the biggest difference of House of the Dragon compared to the books is the books paint Alicent out to be this evil, tyrannical villain, that she's been the schemer the entire time, like scheming along the way to overthrow Rhaenyra so that she can put herself, that she can prop herself up to be queen. Well, that's not what we saw in House of the Dragon season one. And it seems like that's what's going to be going on in House of the Dragon season two as well, is, you know, she legitimately believes that King Viserys was like Aegon should be king, not knowing that what he was actually talking about was not her Aegon, right? He thought the line would actually come from Rhaenyra. He thought, it's all misconstrued the way that she views this thing. And so she, in her own way, is actually trying to do what she genuinely believes is the right thing. She generally believed that Viserys thought that Aegon, her son, should be king because the realm would never accept a woman. And I love that dynamic that they're going with here, and they're going to be continuing it further. That is her resolve for this whole thing, is because she generally thinks, hey, this is what I should be doing. I've served the realm. And I think having it go that route was one of the best things they did in House of the Dragon season one. But House of the Dragon season one, you know, as I've begun kind of rewatching it a little bit, it can be a little wonky with the time changes. There's not going to be that in season two, we know. So I think it's going to be a much better overall experience that people are going to enjoy more. So we see her talking to Aegon and say, you have no idea the sacrifices that were made to put you on the throne. So there's so much good drama going on just on the side of the Greens alone, because you have Alicent sitting there thinking she is generally doing the right thing. You have Aegon, who feels like he doesn't even want to be king. You have Aemond, who wants to be king, and Otto, who just wants the Hightowers to essentially rule everything and seize that power. We do get a little bit of conversation between Aemond and Kristen Cole, just saying, you know, my uncle is a challenge I welcome, right? So that's going to be teasing, you know, a fight between them. I'm not going to go super deep into spoilers here. In fact, I will do like a Patreon episode where we go super deep into spoilers. So an Apple Premium as well. So stay tuned for that. But if you really look at like Allison's face and this whole thing, a lot of the shots of her that we see in this trailer, you can see just how overwhelmed she is the word I would use for it, because they've all been sort of plotting behind her back for this exact moment, right? The Otto Hightower and Kristen Cole and everybody's been plotting around behind her back, or at least that's the way it's perceived in season one, is that she was unaware that they were really like ready to go at the drop of a hat to get this whole thing going. There's of course some other cool shots in this trailer. You know, she said here, she says, all my life I've endeavored to serve both my house and the realm, and somehow none of it matters. So again, I think that idea of her being overwhelmed by this whole thing is really the best part of her story and the best part of the Greens, if not perhaps the best part of the whole story, because it's such a different take than we have in the show, where it, or the books, excuse me, where it feels like Alicent is the opposite, because we're really getting it through the Maester's eyes and really more sort of on the Black's side, that Alicent is just this terrible person. So having it have a little more confusion, I think, is a really, really good way for them to go, because one of the best things about Game of Thrones, the TV show, I mean, the books as well, but I'd certainly say the TV show, was that a lot of people had favorites. A lot of people generally were like, oh, I'm team Lannister, or I'm team Stark, or I'm team Baratheon, or I'm team Targaryen. And so trying to play with a little bit of that, some of that special Game of Thrones sauce, I think is a good thing as well. We do get some, you know, there's some other shots of dragons flying. We get a little bit of a war. And I wanted to comment on this one shot I saw here, where we get this battle that's taking place in the woods, right? And you see this dragon, and I don't know if we can see exactly which dragon it is, because it's kind of fast. It is certainly not Vhagar, but because this battle's taking place in the woods, it kind of looks like it's circling, trying to find people, which is a good way to counteract a dragon. So I think we'll be seeing a little bit of tactics as well with the war side of things, which will be a great way for this show to go. So so that's the Greens side. Now we will switch over to the Blacks trailer, which I actually kind of was more hyped for, not just because I am more on their side, I suppose, but also just because I thought it was kind of a better trailer to get hyped for. It just happened to be the one I watched first as well. I mean, obviously they could have just released it as
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
One trailer. So I'll get this pulled up here. Now, this one is a little bit different because this one is like the other side of the story. And this one is told to us through the eyes of Rhaenyra. right? You know, my father chose me, his firstborn child. That's who, again, her resolve. That's her story, you know, to succeed him. So that is who, that's going to be her arc going through season two. Now, I will say real quick here, I'm pretty sure that's the Isle of Faces. We get this shot right here, which is insane because I don't think we never really saw it in Game of Thrones. And it's still one of the most mysterious places in all of Westeros. You know, so he held his decision until death. And a lot of that tone, it feels like those last few episodes of House of the Dragon is carrying over. You know, Alicent's son sits my throne. So kind of, you know, she says, I mean to fight this war. She's sitting at the table. The difference in tone between the two characters is Rhaenyra also, in a way, is overwhelmed. She generally thought she was going to be queen, and now her son has died. But it's like the opposite, whereas Alicent almost feels like depressed. At least that's the tone we're getting from the trailer in the way everything is going on, because she's like, I didn't ask for any of this, right? Rhaenyra is saying, this is what I was promised and you've taken it away from me. So it's going to be that more vengeful, angry side. And then you have Daemon pushing her as well. So this trailer is definitely a little more dark, a little more action oriented, I would say. I mean, it certainly feels like it's raising the stakes. You know, the realm will soon tear itself apart. And then the biggest thing to me, you know, I love this shot right here. The oaths sworn to King Viserys were walking into Winterfell, and boom, getting some shots of some Starks here, perhaps. And it looks like we are at the wall. So I think they have an opportunity here, and I think they're going to do it. Is in the books, in Fire and Blood, actually, it's only in Fire and Blood, mistaken, which did expand upon the Targaryen stories we got in World of Ice and Fire and some of the novellas, is King Jaehaerys, right? And maybe if you're watching this for the first time and you are new to Game of Thrones or whatever, or listening for the first time, because you're thinking about getting to House of the Dragon, King Jaehaerys was, you know, the good king Targaryen, the best Targaryen king there ever was, served for an incredibly long time, outlived most of his heirs. And, you know, that's why they had the Great Council at the very end to decide that they decided that Viserys should be king, which is the thing you see in episode one of House of the Dragon. Well, there's a moment in the book Fire and Blood which talks about his reign and his wife, Alysanne, good Queen Alysanne, not to be confused with Alicent, sort of went on this tour of Westeros where she was flying her dragon over to meet with a lot of the lords and just, you know, go see all the different spots and make an appearance. Well, she goes to the wall and her dragon will not allow her to fly over the wall. And it's not really explained. It says like the dragon sort of pulled back almost. I should pull up the exact line, actually. But regardless, I just don't have a book right in front of me. But she talks about the fact that her dragon is unable to fly over the wall. Now, we don't know if that's because the dragon is like spooked and scared and freaked out, or if there is a magical barrier preventing the dragon from doing so. Now, of course, the problem is that this is connected to Game of Thrones, the show, you know, cinematic universe, if you will, in which Daenerys does fly over the wall. So there's no connection there. But I kind of think they still might give that moment to Jacaerys Velaryon, Rhaenyra's son, who goes to the wall to make friends with Kraegon Stark. So I would love to see if they give that moment to him, kind of amplifying the power of the wall, kind of retying in the idea of magic and like the threat of the White Walkers. I kind of feel like we might get like that, like something about his dragon or some sort of line, like his dragon doesn't seem to like the wall, or maybe it's like it's too cold. I wouldn't be surprised if they did do that. Okay, so continuing on, we're definitely getting like the Hightowers are marching. A lot of shots of like Aemon and Daemon back and forth. Some very cool shots here of Daemon walking around what looks like I'm not entirely sure if it's raining, so I'm not entirely sure if that's like Storm's End or not, where he's at, but it's, I mean, man, it looks so good. You really see the cinematography here a little bit more too. And Damon seems to be flying around demanding that people bend the knee, which is going to be something we see as the sides getting chosen here in this. And they're kind of teasing the Aemond versus Damon rivalry here. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see where that goes without going too deep into spoilers. But yeah, so, and that's really kind of it. So those are the two trailers we got today. And yeah, like I said, Jimmy will be back next week and we'll do a full detailed dive. We did also get the release date, which is June 16th, which is awesome. Nice show for the summer. I think this season is shorter. I don't think this is 10 episodes. I think they said this is 8. So that'll take you through about middle of August, like right before like school starts, I guess. Right before the NFL season. So like that's a smart thing to do since the show will be airing on Sundays. So yeah, all in all, love it. Love the route they are going with this. I think season 2 of House of the Dragon is going to be much better than season 1. And I loved season 1, but I just think season 2 is just designed the way, just the fact that we're no longer doing the time jumps is going to be a huge advantage to House of the Dragon season 2 as opposed to season 1, now that it's going to be a pretty straightforward war going forward. But I also think I love the idea of introducing some of those mystical elements to try and tie in that Aegon's prophecy and things to bridge the gap between this show and Game of Thrones. So with that, like I said, guys, I'm going to do a Patreon episode as well, doing like really diving into this just today. And then, of course, like I said, next week, Jimmy will be back and we'll dive into that. So stay tuned for all of that. And House of the Dragon season 1 rewatch, we are beginning next week as well. So rewatch episode 1. It's a great time now that we got this trailer to get you all hyped up. So as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And remember that winter is coming.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.